This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good morning. Closing prices for the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn, 374.5 up a quarter. May, 380.5 up a quarter. July, 386.25 up half. January soybeans, 893.25 up 16.25. March, 894 up 16.25. May, 899 up 15.5. March wheat, 486.75 up 2.75. May, 493 up 2. July, 499 up 1.75. March oats, 226.5 down 1.5. May, 228.25 down 1.5. January soybean meal, 281 up 5.10. March, 282.60 up $5. May, 284.80 up 4.80. January soybean oil, 30.53 up 46. March, 30.79 up 48. May, 31.01 up 48. It's time now for the cash grain report.
This is Friday's report of grain prices and trends prepared by the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mostly higher late Friday afternoon, with soybean futures closing sharply higher. Another weather forecast with warmer and drier forecasts for some of the South American soybean growing areas helped to push soybean values higher. Stronger soybean product values and technical buying at the Board of Trade also supported the higher prices. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn unchanged to a penny higher at 347 to 361. Soybeans are up mostly 15 cents at 857 to 886. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn unchanged to 1 cent stronger at 355 to 376. Soybeans are 13 to 15 cents higher at 869 to $9. In the southern part of the state, elevators and mills reported shell corn unchanged to 5 cents lower at 360 to 387. Soybeans are up 13 to 15 cents at 880 to 899. Wheat closed mostly 3 cents stronger at 387 to 432. Illinois soybean processor cash bids were 10 to 14 cents higher at 892 to 910. Baseless levels are 1 to 5 lower at option to 18 over the January. High protein soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $273 to $291 per ton. That's up $5.10 per ton, with basis levels unchanged at a minus 8 to a plus 10 over January. Illinois corn processor cash bids were mixed at $3.74 to $3.90. Basis levels were unchanged to a penny lower at option to 16 over the March. Illinois River barge loading elevators placed their producer corn market 3 to 4 cents lower at $3.67 to $3.75. Basis levels are 3 to 4 cents lower at a minus 7 to plus 1 over the March. Soybeans closed mostly 15 cents stronger at 899 to 907. Basis levels were unchanged at 7 to 15 over January. New crop wheat prices were up 2 cents at 424 to 474. Basis levels were unchanged at a minus 75 to minus 25 the July. East St. Louis barge zoning terminal elevators placed their producer corn market 1 cent high, that's 1 cent lower at 387 to 388. These elevators raised their soybean bids 13 to 14 cents at 922 to 923. Soft wheat's 3 cents higher at 412 to 462. Milo was up 1 cent at 360 to 365. Contract bids to producers for January delivery grain. In northern and western Illinois, January shell corn contracts range 349 to 361. January delivery soybean contracts range from 862 to 886. In central Illinois, January shell corn contracts range from 355 to 378. January delivery soybean contracts range 871 to 895. In the southern part of the state, January delivery shell corn contracts range from 360 to 388. January delivery soybean contracts range from 880 up to 898. And June-July delivery wheat for next year at 448 to 474. That concludes Friday's closing grain market summary.
Closing prices for the Mercantile Exchange. December live cattle, 120.17 up 302. February, 125.57, up 305. April, 128, up 382. January feeder cattle, 148.75, up 450. March, 147.95, up 450. April, 146.67, up 250. February lean hogs, 57.02, up 125. April, 63.85, up 232. May, $73, up 245. It's time now for the Cash Livestock Report.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday the 18th's Afternoon Livestock Report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 13 cents lower in the range of $44 to $50.75, with a weighted average carcass price of $48.53. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with weak demand for moderate to heavy offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 7 to 13, 4 to 5 weights 12 to 15, 5 to 6 weights 13 to 16, and 6 weights and up were 14 to 18. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with weak demand for moderate to heavy offerings, ranging in price from $25 to $31. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 9,884 head. And now for the report from the Walnut Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 485 head. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 110 to 116.75. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, they were 101 to 105. And choice slaughter heifers, 107 to 116.75. On to the slaughter cows, premiums were 80 to 98, breakers were 59 to 69, with some higher dressing at 72.50. Boners were 57 to 64, with the higher dressing 66 to 70. Leans were 52 for the higher dressing and 32 to 43 for average dressing. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 358 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $71.50, and that was $1.74 lower. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis were 113 to 118, and on a dress basis 184 to 185. Heifers on a live basis traded at 116, and on a dress basis, 184 to 185. Now for the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 110,000, that compared to 113,000 last week and 107,000 a year ago. On a year-to-date basis, cattle still running behind 5.1%. Hog slaughter was estimated at 433,000, that compared to 436,000 last week, and 432,000 a year ago. On a year-to-date basis, hog slaughter is running 7.8% ahead. Now from the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $194.14, that was $1.62 lower, with select carcasses at $186.35, that was 81 cents higher. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
U.S. cheese prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange reached their lowest price in nearly 5 years this week. Bloomberg reports the drop comes as dairy cows are producing higher quantities of milk this year. Cheddar cheese blocks traded around $1.40 a pound this week, the lowest price since 2010. Cheese inventories usually rise in the first half of the year, a time when most milk in the U.S. is produced, and then they're drawn down in the second half of the year. This year, however, supplies in the Midwest, where milk mainly goes into cheese making, have overwhelmed consumption. In Wisconsin and in Michigan, milk production jumped 4.5% in October from a year earlier. That's according to the USDA. Cheese inventories in October were also reported at 15% higher. Case IH has recently made several improvements to their 2016 combines. Kelly Kravig, marketing manager for Case IH Combines, has the details on the changes.
For model year 16, our new 140 series combines, which are our class 5, class 6, and class 7 machine, we've made a number of enhancements and improvements to. And we talked to a lot of producers to find out how they use their machines, what they're looking for, what kind of improvements that we can make that help their productivity and efficiency. So a couple of examples, our new 140 series include a 2-speed electric shift transmission. So the transmission is easier for the producer to shift. It also provides increased tractive effort. So if he's, you know, harvesting up a hill, he's got more tractive effort. He doesn't have to slow down. Likewise, faster transport speed. So if he's moving from field to field, it's easier for him to get to those fields faster. Another new feature is our cross-flow cleaning system. Cross-flow cleaning system, we incorporate the traditional fore-aft oscillation, but in addition to that, we incorporate side-to-side oscillation. So for many producers, if you're on a hillside, you would typically have to slow down to make sure that you save the grain. The cross-flow cleaning system keeps that grain leveled out, so we maintain our speed and our productivity. So, you know, gaining up to an additional 20% in productivity, bottom line means the producer can get more acres per day, but most importantly, we're putting more grain in the tank, ultimately more money in his pocket.
And are these characteristics available on certain models of your combines, or what would those be?
Yes, these are available on the 140 series. So our 5140, 6140, and 7140 series have these features. And actually, we're taking some of our technology from our bigger machines and bringing it down into the smaller machines so that producers can share in that.
Anything that we've missed that you would like to add?
Well, with our machines, we spend a lot of time talking to producers about how they interface with their machines and what we can do to make their job more comfortable and more efficient. So we spend a lot of time on the cab. So the same cab is used on all 6 models of our combines, but simple things that producers ask for, things like Bluetooth connectivity. So they can bring their smartphone in, set it in the cell phone cradle. They can connect via Bluetooth so they can hear the conversation over the speaker system on the stereo. Likewise, we've added additional electrical power outlets. So when they bring their laptop, or we're seeing a lot of producers bring their iPad into the combine with them. The iPad keeps them connected with the markets, with commodity prices, their elevator, most importantly, the weather map and a radar so they can see what the weather is doing. And even down to simple things like a portable fridge. They can bring that portable fridge, they can pack it at home, bring it to the combine, slide it into the holder, and their lunch stays cold throughout the day. Again, simple things to make them more productive.
Case IH Combine Marketing Manager Kelly Kravig. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.